Safe. The reading this morning, it has a whole lot of times are tough written into it. It has a whole lot of names that you'll have trouble pronouncing unless you are this morning's scripture reader. It has buy these fields. It has make sure the transactions are legal, protect the deeds that they last, because there's a time coming where you'll be able to use them again. And I wonder what the message is here, because, I mean, the big hope seems to be you'll get your property back, or you'll get to have property. Let me shift gears for a second. The endless pursuit of mine, as it relates to not yours, is something that's toxic. And I wonder, why is it so important that we have something to call our own, but all too often it's at the expense of another? Why does something have to be deemed as exclusive in order for it to be seen as valued and safe? That thought isn't particularly present in this morning's reading. It's about having land, but it's not about taking land by force or having land that no one else may occupy at all. It's about that future restoration. But I read it, and I have heard theologians and non-theologians use this scripture and others like it to justify taking land, to justify bulldozing, to justify all those kinds of things. And I get frustrated by how this right to property, the disputes like that, they poison relationships, they bring about war, they lead to hatred, or they solidify hatred. And it would be so much better if folks could share, could gather, could welcome, could attend to one another and feel safe in a place that wasn't a keep off my property, but don't stop or don't touch my stuff turf. You know, a place, a voice at the table for everyone. We, and I mean we as St. Paul's United Church of Christ, I mean we as people who live in Illinois or in Downers Grove, we as humanity, we have to continue to find ways to attend to one another. It's so important. At the very least, get along, but really to attend to one another, where one isn't in power over the other, where we look out for the good for each other. We've got to get past the this is mine and you can't have that, or you can't occupy that, or you can't have that if it makes me feel like I don't have it, garbage. We have to attend to one another. Attitudes otherwise ruin relationships, they ruin churches, they ruin any faith group, they ruin organizations, communities, nations, it ruins our planet, everything. And an end to attitudes like that, moving toward attending to one another, an end to this is mine and you can't have it, isn't more war and more arguing, even though I think that that's all that we think that we can do. But the end to those kinds of things is peace building. It's dialogue. It's relationships. We can be advocates for all of those. We can participate in the process, like being advocates for peace building. Like just right now, as we start our May Peace Prevail banner project, making art together. That's part of peace building. Making art with a message of peace is a part of peace building. Sharing that art with the community, our plan for this banner. You see, as you come in, the design for it. But this banner that goes out to the community and is available in public places so people can write their messages of hope for peace in the little squares. That's peace building. And we're a part of it. And there's dialogue. When we engage in dialogue, that's seeking to understand why everyone doesn't get it. You know, my opinion or your opinion. Why doesn't anyone understand my opinion? There are so many opinions about what the right way to go about working towards peace and change are. And it seems that all people ever want to do is to argue what the best way is rather than learn from the input of all. And dialogue learns from the input of all. It's not about getting your message across. It's about seeking to understand messages that aren't yours. And then relationships. Dialogue is one thing, but being in a relationship with people who have vastly different ideas than you do and have vastly different life experience than you do is another way to be world-changing. Dialogue becomes easier the more you get to know a person and understand them. So when you're in a relationship with a person, then you're in dialogue with them and you can work toward peace building. So these three things, peace building, dialogue, relationships, all go hand in hand. They're woven together. And we can do all of that. It's really not that hard. I know that we don't always practice it, but it's not that hard to do. But we're working for peace together because we're peace building, we're in dialogue, we're in a relationship. Let's use all of the goodwill and let's use that cooperation to work on other goals. You know, things that I've been talking about and things about being the church, making sure everyone has access to clean drinking water, which isn't, you know, that's not controversial. People should have water to drink, right? Being sure everyone has enough food. Shelter, a living wage. Now I'm going into things that maybe people argue about politically and across the spectrum, but equality, compassionate immigration reform, ending police militarization, those are things that get harder because we don't always agree on what that means. And maybe one more. It's tiny, but maybe it's the hardest of all. I don't know. It depends on where you're at on this. How about respect for those who sit and respect for those who stand during the U.S. National Anthem. And more than that, seeking to understand from each other the reasons why people do that without putting reasons onto it. Oh, they do that because. Learn from the person who is doing the action, sitting or standing. Dialogue, it's relationship, that's peace building. And I know it's not going to happen overnight. We're going to keep seeing reports in the news of people angry, upset, of violence. But let's not be deterred. Let's not just throw up our arms and say, this can't be done. Let's hold our arms together and say, this can be done. Let's keep working and advocating and living, attending, loving, respecting, reconciling. Let's be a people who work together for good. Because we really can do that. Absolutely can do that. And it shouldn't be at all surprising. Amen.